This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard of diffuse slowing? Sounds kind of ominous, right? It's a brainwave thing, apparently a big deal in psychiatry.
It is. It's often overlooked, but it can really change how we diagnose and treat mental health issues.
Overlooked? Like doctors miss it?
Yeah, often it's subtle, and many doctors aren't trained to spot it on an EEG.
So we're talking about brainwaves and misdiagnoses. This is getting interesting. So lay it on me. What exactly is diffuse slowing?
It's a slowing down of brainwave activity seen on an EEG. Instead of the usual alpha waves, you see more delta and theta waves.
Alpha waves are the good ones, right? Like calm and focused?
Generally, yes. Delta and theta are slower, often associated with sleep or impaired brain function. Diffuse means it's widespread, not just in one area.
So a sluggish brain, I see. Why is it so easily missed?
Several reasons. One, many neurologists don't get much EEG training. Two, the slowing can be subtle, masked by other brain activity. Three, standard EEGs might miss it.
Masked? Like hidden?
Exactly. Other brainwave patterns can obscure the slowing, and standard EEGs often use filters that cut out the slow waves.
Right. So what happens if it's missed?
Misdiagnosis is a big one. Patients might get the wrong medication, or their underlying medical condition goes untreated.
Like, they're treated for depression, but it's actually something else entirely?
Precisely. It could be a metabolic issue, a toxin, sleep apnea, even thyroid problems. Yeah.
Okay, so how do you actually spot it?
It takes a trained eye, and often a specialized EEG. You need to look for slow waves, check for symmetry, and see how the brain waves respond to different stimuli.
Stimuli? Like making the patient do mental math?
Exactly. Or opening and closing their eyes. A healthy brain shows a clear response. Makes sense.
This QEEG thing keeps popping up. What's that?
Quantitative EEG. It's a more sophisticated analysis of the EEG data. It can highlight subtle patterns that might be missed with a standard visual inspection.
So, like a more powerful magnifying glass for brainwaves?
A good analogy, yeah.
And once it's identified, what then?
Treatment depends on the cause. If it's metabolic, you treat the metabolic issue. If it's a toxin, you remove the toxin. Sometimes neurofeedback can help.
Neurofeedback? Like training the brain to regulate itself?
Exactly. It's not a cure-all, but it can be helpful in some cases. The key is to find and treat the root cause.
Right. How common is this diffuse slowing?
More common than you might think, especially in patients with treatment-resistant mental health conditions. It's particularly prevalent of autism and mood disorders.
So it's not just a random thing?
No, it's often linked to underlying medical or neurological issues. Yeah.
What are the symptoms?
It depends on where the slowing is most prominent in the brain. Frontal slowing might mean problems with executive function, while posterior slowing could affect visual processing. Common symptoms include brain fog, fatigue, and difficulty concentrating.
So it can mimic other conditions?
Absolutely. That's why it's so important to get a proper diagnosis. Totally.
You mentioned a case study, Lena. Tell me about her.
Alina was a teenager with treatment-resistant depression. Her EEG showed diffuse slowing. Further testing revealed sleep apnea and hypothyroidism. Treating those conditions resolved the slowing and her depression.
Wow. So it wasn't depression at all?
Not primarily. The depression was a symptom of the underlying medical conditions. Amazing.
This sounds like a case for better collaboration between psychiatrists and neurologists.
Absolutely. Psychiatrists need to be aware of the possibility of diffuse slowing, and neurologists need to be better at interpreting EEGs in the context of psychiatric disorders.
I agree. Where does this research go from here?
More research is needed to refine diagnostic criteria and treatment strategies. Integrating EEG into routine psychiatric assessments could be a game changer.
So early detection is key?
Absolutely. Early detection and treatment can prevent unnecessary suffering and improve outcomes, for sure.
So diffuse slowing, a subtle but significant brainwave pattern that can have a huge impact on diagnosis and treatment.
Exactly. It's a reminder that mental health is intricately linked to overall physical health.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise. My pleasure.